We are a people of prophecy. God's prophetic word brought us forth. And that means our lives are regulated by prophetic utterance. The body moves in the direction of what is in the mouth. Your words are laws. We are here to live out the word of God. I told you, this is why we talk for a living. No man ever became greater than the quality of the words he spoke at it. It's for we are children of the prophets. We are products of their prophetic utterances and of the covenant which God made with our father Abraham.
And we took two lessons. Well, the Hebrews 6:12 is to give background to our background studies. Is that okay? It says, "Not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience the promises." All right. So we said there's nothing wrong with following those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Okay, absolutely nothing wrong with it. Glory to God. So how many of you still agree with me that there's an unusual inspiration, an unusual way you are stirred to pursue your dreams, to fulfill your destiny when you hear the stories, or you read or hear the stories of those who journey the same path and become successful? Hallelujah. Whatever your industry is, amen. Why? We said stories have an unusual way of communicating values, of communicating principles. Okay, Jesus himself conveyed kingdom principles through stories. We said that, remember? Hallelujah. So God is saying, don't be slothful, meaning don't be lazy, but followers of them who through faith and patience. All right, and we also said that laziness is something that both God and Satan agreed that they don't need. You remember that, right? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. Aye. Can we speak in tongues? Just pardon me. Can we speak in tongues for 2 minutes right where you are seated? Okay, if you can speak in other tongues, you have the ability to use that supernatural language. Is that okay? Just speak in tongues right where you are on your seat. Okay, for 2 minutes. Zake buraba shata kapa. Liga ponde bo soste bronde kira zoste paradike boha. Linka pora zoste ponde kiba la zoste pa. Ma peto zeste bronde kira zaste pora batala na boske pa. Je peto le bruske ste pora basa ste pora batala da basa. Zika ponde soste pora da baliando soste pa. Liko se pronda kizoste pora batele de bosa. Just talk to the Lord. Just talk to the Lord. If you can't speak in tongues, just use the words you understand and say something to the Lord. Zebrendo seste pora bateli ando soste pa. Sodre dile konda soste pora bandele bo soste paladiaka. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you ready for God's word? All right. A precious man of God once said that men's secrets are hidden in their stories. How true. One of my best times of studying the Bible is when I read stories of the patriarchs. It blesses me in an unusual way. Okay. Very, very unusual way. Hallelujah. I want us to open our hearts. Joseph is a very, very important figure in the Bible. Very important person in the Bible. Very, very important person in the Bible. I began last week by telling us, don't give that which is precious to dogs. Don't cast your pearl before swines. Don't give that which is precious to dogs. He said, lest they devour it and turn to you. Amen. And when hearing Jesus say that is to help us to always have a renewed attitude towards God's word. Always have a renewed attitude. Okay, a fresh attitude every time. Meaning, if you are going to sit with the word of God 10 times a day, every time you sit, there must be a hunger in your heart. There must be a freshness of passion, of a panting heart towards God's word. This is how you draw maximally from the treasures of God's word. Hallelujah. The Bible talks about beholding wondrous things out of his laws. Beholding wondrous things out of his laws. Listen, God's material for changing people's lives is his word. I can never stop saying that. That is his material. In fact, you don't have a prayer life if you're not coming with the word of God. The reason why many Christians have unproductive prayer lives is because they go to God without his word in their hearts. And listen, prayer is simply going to God with his word in your heart. Hosea said, "Teach your words and turn to the Lord." And turn to the Lord. Turning to the Lord, there is prayer. Take with you words is the word of God in your hearts. Why? Prayer is an adventure of the hearts. So when a believer turns to the Lord with the word in his heart, there must be a response. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. So every opportunity to listen, every opportunity to think on, every opportunity to read, to watch, to fellowship with the word of God must be precious. You must receive it. You must relate with it as something precious. Look at what David said. He says, "I rejoice at your word like one who has found a great spoil, a great treasure." So about the treasures of gold, treasures of precious stone. You dig and dig and you hit a gold. You don't stand and say, "Wow, is this gold? Okay, no big deal." No. There is a joy. He says, "I rejoice at your word." It tells us about David's attitude to the word of God. Hallelujah. Job the other day said, "I treasure the word from his mouth above my necessary food." Meaning you put necessary food. That's balanced diet. Come on now. You put necessary food and you put the word. Job went for the word first. Hallelujah. See, I value God's word. And my heart is open this morning to receive his word again. Hallelujah. All right. Was that Joseph is a type of Christ. We gave many examples. Loved by his father. His father gave him a coat of many colors. Hated by his brothers. Okay, his own rejecting him and selling him out. We see the same thing in the life of Jesus. He went to Egypt. Joseph went to Egypt. Jesus also went to Egypt. Remember? Hallelujah. Yes. He also went to Egypt. Okay, he escaped to Egypt too as a little boy before he came back to, was brought back by his parents to Nazareth at the instruction of the Spirit. Alright, he was lied on by Potiphar's wife, okay, in the house of Potiphar, okay, accused wrongly and sent into the dungeon. Jesus also was accused wrongly, okay, and sent into the dungeon of hell. Hallelujah. We said in hell or in the dungeon, Joseph preached or announced, interpreted the dreams of the butler and the baker. For the butler, he said, "You will be restored to the king." For the baker, he said, "You'll be judged. Your head will be taken off," meaning your judgment will be sealed. I would say Jesus also in hell preached to two kinds of people. A type of the butler, which were the Gentiles, who were there. We can see that in First Peter. You can put it up. Just read it. Let's go deep. Somebody say, "Pastor, go deeper." All right. You can see that in First Peter chapter 4, verse 5 and 6. Put it up. First Peter chapter 3, verse 19. Remember in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, he says, "Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness, that God was manifest in the flesh," right? "Quickened in the spirit, preached to angels, seen of men, taken up into heaven." Can you see that? All right. It says, "Who shall give account of him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead?" Verse 6. For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit." You know what he's saying? At what point did Jesus preach to those that are dead? While he was in hell, while he was in Hades. Somebody said, "Jesus was a righteous man, he didn't go to hell." You're wrong. He was made sin. Where did he defeat Satan? How did he get the keys of death and of hell? that Revelation talks about. He went to hell. He defeated Satan at home. So Satan lost at home. Glory to God. So he went. Jesus went to hell. He gave that death-dealing blow to Satan in hell. That was where he spoiled principalities and powers, making an open show of them, triumphing over them in it, according to Colossians 2. So Jesus went to hell. He defeated Satan there. He got the keys of death and of hell from there. He went to hell. That was why he preached to those who were dead, the Gentiles who were dead, that God was going to judge them according to the law of the conscience. Remember the 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 I just quoted. He said he was seen of angels. He preached, put it up. Good. 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. Is it 1 or 2 Timothy? Put it up very quickly. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy, very fast. It says, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. He's talking about Jesus. Justified in the spirit. Seen of angels. Preached unto the Gentiles. Can you see that? Preached unto the... He's talking about the sacrifice of Jesus. The ministry of Jesus as man's redemption, as man's sacrifice. He says he was manifest in the flesh, talking about his coming, justified in the spirit. This is the justification of Jesus after he was made sin. Seen of angels. Every time the Bible talks about angels, don't just think of the positive. They are also demonic angels. The word angel just means messenger. Just like God has messengers, Satan also has messengers. But here's where I'm going. Preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the word, and received up into glory. So he's giving a chronicle. What happened through time, through his death, in his death, burial, and resurrection. That's what he's saying. He preached to Gentiles who were there in hell. Nobody had gone to heaven. Because Jesus' blood was not shed yet. Because there was no seal for man's redemption. No sacrifice for man. He preached to the Gentiles where? In hell, in dungeon, telling them that because they live according to the law of the conscience, they'll be restored. Did you get that? Which is the type of the butler. When you go to chapter 9, 1 Timothy chapter 9, put it up, 1 Timothy chapter 9. Sorry. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 19. 1 Peter 3 verse 19. Let me get this off my chest. Look at this. It said, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison. Here, the word preach doesn't mean to preach good news. It just means keruzo. It means to announce. Glory to God. It's different from the other word when he said he preached to the Gentiles. That's eugelizo, I believe. It means to announce. So what he's saying is he announced to the spirit in prison that their doom was sealed. Hallelujah. The spirit in the deeper part of hell, that their doom was sealed. Can I get an amen this morning? Am I going too deep? Glory to God. All right, let's get back to our lessons. We said number one, sin beyond. What's lesson number one? Give it to me. Lesson number one. No. Was that what I gave you as number one? Okay, say it again. Mega dreams for already adding value where they are. Number two, seeing. There were two. Seeing. And that is better than you now. Thank you. Hallelujah. All right, let's jump to lesson number three. Number three, seek God as the judge and as your source. See God as the source and as a judge. When you see Genesis 37, verse 4, verse 8, and verse 11, you will see, because of Joseph's dreams, envy, hatred, jealousy was stirred against him. But when you read through the whole account of Joseph from Genesis 37, 39 down to 45, you will notice something about Joseph. Even when his brothers came back, did you know that he did not hold anything against them? You must see God as the judge and see God as your source. Seeing God as the judge means, listen, dreams in your heart, in fact, just sharing your vision can provoke envy and jealousy. Enjoying the Father's favor in the course of your destiny will provoke envy, jealousy, hatred, and wickedness. How you handle it is important. Very important. This is a life skill you must learn as you journey in the path of destiny, in the path of fulfilling God's dream for your life. And it's twofold. Number one is your response, the position of your heart, your skill in dealing with jealousy, hatred, and envy. The second part of it is your heart in responding to other people's visions, favor, and dreams. Did you get that? Hope you know that while you are also waiting for the great breaking forth, God will lift others. This is why I said it's two-way. Now, I'm going to connect it to the lesson. I said the lesson is seeing God as a judge and seeing God as your source. When you see God as the judge, it doesn't matter what you thought you deserve and another person got. When you see God as a judge, it doesn't matter who came up against you. Your disposition will reflect the heart of the Father. Whether it's people around you rising and it's as though your own time hasn't come, and it's as though nothing is happening for you, and you even feel you are more qualified, you're working harder, you are putting in more effort, and it's as though these guys are just, they are not as serious. In the first place, you are not even supposed to think like that. Hope you know. You face your problems. Hallelujah. But here's the point. Joseph understood that God was the judge. He never had anything against his brothers. He also understood that God was the source. Therefore, he wasn't looking at what other people had. Listen, if he never saw God as the source, he would have been distracted in Potiphar's house. Is somebody here? Train yourself to see God as a judge. In responding, let's deal with responding to hatred, jealousy, criticisms. Because listen, whether you like it or not, except you don't want to rise. If you want to go beyond the average, you must attract these three things. Hatred, jealousy, envy. It's compulsory. Very, very compulsory. But how you respond is very important. See God as a judge. It may start with the little things. There are those who will get jealous at the new dress you just bought, at the new car you just bought. Simple car. How are you going to respond? See God as a judge. Listen, don't attack, don't defend. It's a discipline. Never move your heart to walk. Listen, when I see people talking a lot about what people are saying about them, how people feel, they have a problem. They have a problem. You must be too busy to pay attention in response and attacking back. Too busy for the next thing that God is doing, for the next thing that God is telling you to do, for the next thing that God is saying. See God as the judge. Respond with love. Respond with wisdom. Don't let it distract you. Imagine if Joseph spent his time thinking about what his brothers did to him. He wouldn't have been focused in Potiphar's house. Remember, in Genesis 39, I hope we'll read that today. The Bible says God was with Joseph and he was a prosperous man. And he became so prosperous that Potiphar took note of him. He became so prosperous that he became the head of Potiphar's estate. He became so prosperous that Potiphar left everything to his head. The Bible says Potiphar did not think of anything except the food he ate. Someone who is thinking, listen, every time you are focusing on what people did to you, what people did not do to you, what people said about you, what they did not say about you, you'll be too distracted to make progress. It affects your speed. If Joseph was busy doing that, there was no way he would have risen in Potiphar's house, which was necessary for the next phase. Is somebody here? He didn't do any of that. Rather, he saw God in everything. I say that again. Joseph saw God in everything. You will learn to see God in everything, including the oppositions, including the fierce attacks, including the manipulations of men. See it as part of the script. See it as part of the workings of the Spirit to get you ready for the palace. See it as part of the training before you. Listen, in life, what happens to you is not as important as your response. I say that again. In life, what happens to you is not as important as your response. This is to condition you mentally on how to respond to your environment. This is why I brought up this point. Conditioning you mentally to take the right posture in responding to your environment. Listen, your journey of destiny, your journey to fulfill your dream, listen, included in the journey is your skill in managing your environment. Never forget that. We know that everything you ever need is in your inside. It's just like a seed. If I said, let's assume this is, let's assume I have an orange seed in my hand. To say that everything this orange seed needs to be an orchard, is it orchard they call it? That's not just a tree, but a collection of trees. Orchard, right? To say that everything this orange seed requires to be an orchard is within it is nice motivation, but it's not true. Is the sunlight inside? Is the soil inside? Is the water inside? Can you see that? What you are saying is there's a program inside the orange seed to become an orange tree and an orchard. But you cannot say that all that the orange seed requires to be an orchard is inside. It's not true. It's not true. It's not true. That seed will require the sun, the scourgings of the environment. Will require persecution, opposition, bitterness, jealousy, people despitefully using it. Are you listening? That is symbolic of the sun. That seed will require the soil, the right environment, a base where it is planted to grow from. If you put, imagine suspending an orange seed in the air, will it grow? Or put it on this wood, will it grow? Is somebody following me? It requires the water. To say that everything, this is why I said you a skill that must be developed. Your ability to manage your environment. Your ability to manage the response from your environment is very important. Joseph understood that. He got that very clearly. And the mental posture required for that is seeing God as the judge. And seeing God as your source. Meaning everything you ever require, everything you ever get will come from God. No man can take what is yours. So that you tell somebody double cross because you shared this with him or you shared this with her, she double cross and got this and you are bitter and angry. There's no need for that. God is your source and God is the judge. And by the way, hope you know nobody can steal anything from you. You see, if you believe that people can steal things from you, you will be depressed, sad, and feel bad. But if you believe that nobody can steal anything from you, that's what you get. I've told you. Listen, even inanimate things have intelligence, according to the Bible. What we call inanimate, they have intelligence. They respond to the voice of God. They respond to the voice of the Son of God. So whatever is taken has intelligence. It knows how to get back to you. It will go around and come back to you. Hallelujah. See God as a judge. See God as your source. Let your heart towards others be that of goodwill, that of well favor. Learn to handle the success of us. Never let anybody's rising intimidate you. Listen, the universe is vast and ever expanding. Possibilities are endless. Somebody's progress does not mean you are stagnated. Did you hear what I said? Somebody's success doesn't mean you're a failure. Learn to celebrate genuinely. Learn to be happy for people genuinely. Learn to, from your heart, rejoice at the progress of others. Learn to deal with that feeling that tries to come up every time someone within your clan, you know what I mean by clan, is raising his head, is doing something that you have not done before, or is seeing certain results that you have not seen yet, or get an open door. Listen, anything your heart attacks, you can never enjoy. This is why you must set the coordinates of your heart right. I'm telling you the truth. You may be saying, I want to succeed in business. If your next neighbor is succeeding and your heart is sad, you know what you are saying? You are telling yourself subconsciously, I really don't like this success. This is very serious, but it's true. The same thing with ministry. A pastor wants success in ministry. He wants crowd. He wants influence. He wants the supernatural. He wants his work to grow. See, your response to someone whose work is growing is important to your work growing. The moment you have resentment, the moment you begin to trivialize, you know, there are people who have a way of trivializing people's success and testimonies. They just make it look like it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal, but you don't have it. If it's not a big deal, why is it not in your hands? Learn to be happy with people and learn to recognize that, look, this is something supernatural at work. Don't explain it away. Don't look for natural ways to explain supernatural results. There are people that are saying, that place, that church, forget. It's just, they have sponsors from abroad. If it's by sponsors from abroad, how come you don't have sponsors from abroad? So that church, it just has some rich people that give you money. No, looking for natural ways to explain supernatural things. You know, when we got married, somebody said, our wedding was that way because I'm a medical doctor. Somebody said, it doesn't mean it. That was years ago. I said, they heard about his wedding. Nice wedding and all that. He's a medical doctor. What do you expect? I resigned from medicine 1 year before I started. I announced I was going to marry. I didn't have 10,000 naira in my account. No, I have 5,000 naira in my account. But you see, what am I saying? People always have a natural way of explaining supernatural things. Don't be that way. Even when your head is telling you about it, it's because of his uncle. Don't say it out. Be happy. It's because of his uncle. How come you don't have that kind of uncle? You see, he's just fortunate. Don't be like that. Be happy. Be happy. Genuinely happy. Your heart will block it. If you show any form of resentment towards that result, towards that success, and it's a discipline. Never get offended. Never walk in offense because of what people did to you or because of the progress of others. That's what I'm saying. Why? Because you see God as a judge. You see God as your source. It will not come by itself. You have to train your mind. You have to train. These things I'm sharing with you, you have to train your mind. Deliberately train your mind. Remember what Paul says in Acts chapter 24. Is it verse 6 or verse 16? Put it up for me. Acts 24. Yeah, 16. Put it up for me. Put it up for me. Is it there? He said, in this do I exercise. We went to school. What does exercise mean? Constant use, right? Hello? He says, in this do I exercise. Exercise. Practice myself. Meaning it's something you can get better at. To always have a conscience void of offense toward God and toward man. Can you see that? Always have a conscience void of offense toward God and toward man. You know why I added God? Many Christians are offended at God. In fact, there's a tendency when you think you are doing so much and nothing serious is happening, and it's as though your neighbor is doing so little and is making progress. Do you know you can get offended at God? Not just at that person. Somebody said, God, how can you be fair? This brother that I know, that we are helping up spiritually, that we are trying to stabilize. That is your problem. That is your problem. God doesn't see it that way. In fact, let me say this. Look up at me, everyone. Listen, the most dangerous sins are spiritual sins. Let me climb up the platform to say it. The most dangerous sins, S-I-N-S, you know, sin, to commit sin. The most dangerous sins are spiritual sins. Because they are difficult to pick. You stole somebody's phone. You know you stole the person's phone. But if the spirit comes and say you're a proud person, you may even argue, Abba, God, me, pride. Jealousy, bitterness, pride, unforgiveness. Those things are cancers. The other things could be headaches, chest pain, stomach pain. Glory to God. Have a conscience void of offense toward God and toward man. Exercise yourself. Exercise yourself from his brother's hatred and jealousy to Potiphar's wife and Potiphar himself falsely accusing him, to the butler who went to prison and forgot him for 2 years. He wasn't offended. Joseph was a free guy. Listen, life is easy. Life is sweet. Be a stressless person. No stress. Tap your neighbor, say no stress. Life is sweet. No stress. All these people, when you help them, when open for them, they'll just forget you. This one, I paid the school fees. Now he has gone commissioner. He cannot even pick my call. Hey, don't go in that direction. Don't go in that direction. God is your source. God is a judge. Don't go in that direction. And listen, don't blow the trumpet when you help people. It's all the things you must discipline yourself from. All these things I'm doing for you, is this what you are doing to me? Or upon the doors, God helped some of us to help them. You are still proud. Let that thing die. People don't need to know. And people don't need to be reminded that you helped them. Is somebody with me? Discipline yourself. That's your flesh trying to discipline it. Are you following me? He told, now I'm not assuming, no, it's in the Bible. He told the butler, he said, when you get there, remember me. Did he remember him? No, 2 years. He was rotting in prison. Until one day, Calavaya. But here is my point. No matter what happens, have a conscience void of offense. It's for your health. And it's not automatic. That's what I'm saying. Develop your heart. Exercise. Paul the apostle was the one that said it. Listen, people will offend you, get used to it. People will hate you for no reason, get used to it. People will be jealous because of the little open doors here and there. You have not arrived yet, too. Notice, Joseph had not even arrived at the palace. Just saying, I have a dream, they sold him. Just saying, I have a dream. No, I'm serious. There are people you will share your vision with. This business, this is the direction it's going. This is what the Lord showed me. And their attitude towards you will change. Completely. You have not even hammered yet. And their attitude has changed. What are you going to do? A conscience void of offense. Listen. Offense is like a cancer. It will eat you up. You can't afford to live with it. Very dangerous. Unforgiveness, offense, bitterness. We call it the perfect law of bondage. It will hold you down, slow you down. Let people go. Let people go. This is God talking to someone this morning. Is the Lord talking to you this morning? Hallelujah. Say, God is my source and God is a judge. Hallelujah. No bitterness here. Say, no bitterness here. Glory to God. All right, lesson number 4. I feel like staying on number 3 for the whole service. I'm tempted. I have many things to say. Many things to say. To say it. Listen, the fastest way to bring God to his scene is to create a love atmosphere. The fastest way to even get the revenge that some people desire is to let God be the judge. God will do for you what you can never do for yourself. So why not let him be the judge? Listen, it doesn't take God 2 days. It took him just one day to move Joseph out of the prison to the prime minister of Israel. Just one day. Just keep pressing. Keep trusting. Keep walking in love. Your day is coming. Your day is coming. Glory to God. Your day is here. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? Listen, Satan rules in envy, bitterness, offense, jealousy. It opens the door for Satan. Always ensure that the door of offense is shut. Always ensure. Train your mind to the point that the easiest thing for you to do is to forgive. Easiest thing. Listen, forgiveness is not about the person who offended. It's about you. It's like being in prison for another's crime. Kai. Did you hear what I said? Being in prison for another person's crimes. Is it fair? No. So you let go. Hallelujah. Let's go to lesson number 4. Lesson number 4. God prepares us for the palace. God prepares us for the palace using his word, difficult situations, and time. Write it down. God prepares us for the palace. Prepares us for the palace using his word, difficult situation and time. Listen, there is no way you can arrive where God has prepared you unprepared. Prepared for you unprepared. If you arrive there that way, you'll be in trouble. You know, a lot of people, I've sat down to think about this. When we hear people that have gone ahead say this, we just think they are putting fear in our hearts. Not to aspire to be successful, to be prosperous. When we hear them say things like, success can tear you apart. Success has the ability to destroy if you are not ready for it. It is true. Listen, this is God's wisdom. God's wisdom is always to make a person ready and prepared for what he has prepared for the person. See, God prepares a place for you in your path of destiny in life. It could be pulpit ministry, marketplace, law, medicine, business, whatever it is, sports and entertainment, social work. There's a place he has prepared for you at different phases. Listen, allowing God to prepare you for that place is one of the best things you can do for yourself. Success actually has the ability to tear people apart. It does. It does. You must have heard some people say this, that it's easier to climb up than to stay up. You know, sometimes when you are not there yet, you don't understand. Just open your heart and meditate, you understand. Success has pressures. Let God prepare you. And God prepares us for the palace. Listen, Joseph had a dream at 17. It took him 13 years for it to come to pass. Some of us, you had a dream this year. You want it to happen by December, the whole thing. You want the whole thing to happen by December. No, God prepares us through the principle of process. God prepares us using his word. His word will come. His word will try you. God prepares us using difficult situations. Did you know that the envy, the jealousy, and the betrayal of Joseph's brothers was part of the process? How else was he going to arrive in Egypt? No, listen to what he told them. He says, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. When you read Psalm 105, you see that God sent a man ahead. He needed the persecution of his brethren to send him ahead. Hallelujah. Always see that side of every difficult situation. Have you ever seen champions who did not enter the ring? Who did not win a fight? Do people become generals by eating in restaurants and reading books and then they rank them as generals? You must have dodged bullets. You must have survived many things. Brothers and sisters, the difficult seasons, the difficult situations, the word of the Lord coming to you, the process of time is part of God's plan to prepare you for what he has prepared for you. I speak the truth, I lie not. There is no way you are going to get there without the betrayal of your brothers. There is no way you are going to get there without being thrown into prison. He went through difficult times. But it was part of the plan. God will prepare us for the palace using his word, using difficult situations. The story of God preparing his people for what he has prepared is not just peculiar to Joseph. Even David was prepared for the throne. Yeah, he was prepared by the word of the Lord, by difficult situation. Hope you know, while he was keeping his father's flock, lion came. The lion came. Have you ever seen a lion? You alone, face to face with a lion. Talk to me, somebody. Lion. He's not big cat. Lion.
In fact, not the one that they have caged in the zoo, the wild one. Glory to God. You was part of the training. You was part of the training. You can't just arrive there. He had to be trained. He had to face Goliath. No, lion and the bear. There was a bear. You know bear? Hey. See, that bear hug is only a movie that it works. Oh. You don't want a bear to hug you. You don't have bear hug. In movie and in relationship, I say, give me bear hug. Real bear hug you, bros. Just pray your angels are not dreaming. Just pray they are with you. Glory to God. Difficult situations. Difficult situations. Goliath of Gath, brought him down. Now, those ones look so easy. Until the person he trusted to be his master turned against him. Iman, you are playing an instrument and someone throws a spear. He had to dodge it. Not just that, brothers and sisters. Anointed King David had to find his sleeping place in caves and valleys. You think that is a joke? For many years, with the anointing upon his life, knowing that Samuel came to his house, anointed him as the king from the horn. The national prophet came and anointed you, and all hell broke loose. Some of us, what are you going to say? God, was I really anointed as king? Was it a joke? This laying on of hands that pastor did, all the prophecy he prayed, was he lying? What kind of thing is this? Remember David. Running from place to place with the anointing, with his team. Brothers and sisters, God prepares us for the palace. He prepares us. So you must see difficult situations as part of your training for where you're going. This is why you can't run away. Don't chicken out. Don't chicken out. Stand and face. Learn to face things using the word of God and every arsenal at your disposition. Sometimes it may be a prayer of agreement. You may have to call pastors to agree with you. You may have to listen to a message. Take 2 days, 3 days to fast and pray. Whatever you have to do, face it. It's part of the preparation. If you dodge your Goliath, there's no palace for you. Face it. Many times we chicken out of difficult situations looking for the easy way out. Your attempt to look for the easy way out will take you off the course to the throne. If some of the follow me this morning, don't take the easy way out. Learn to face challenges head on. They are part of the preparation. It could be health challenge, emotional challenge, financial, job, cost, a client challenge, job, whatever it is, face it. If it came to you, stand in thanksgiving and say, Father, thank you because this is supposed to be on my path. You see, this is how I handle difficult seasons. I don't say, why me, Lord? Why me, Lord? That is for baby Christian. If at the point as you grow, it becomes foolishness to talk like that. Why you, Lord? Who should it be? Stand and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, this was designed to be in my path. And this meant I was prepared and equipped for this. I face it head on and I come out at the other side victorious. Better, wiser. Oh, can I get an amen? Yeah. Listen, you know why people waste? When they dodge processes and they arrive at certain places, they become wasteful. They become foolish. When you understand the response to the from the environment as you are growing gradually, when you get there, see, you can smell things miles away. Ah, you can smell things miles away. In fact, you protect those around you. There are those who think, maybe for some reason, maybe their father or their uncle just say, ah, come and take all the estates and 1 billion is for you, and they just enter like that without preparation. It can kill them. They don't know who are friends. They can't differentiate friends from fools. among those who are just, listen, when you go through certain things there, you can smell things from afar. You can smell things from afar. People can come to you and say, you are our savior, our daddy, our savior, our, you understand, you are the chief of this place, honorable, your excellency, your excellency, you are the next governor of this state. When you have gone through things, you will know. Listen, look up at me, everyone. One of the wisdom that will be birthed in you, I'm giving you for free now, as you go through things, is you learn to treat both praise and criticism alike. You flush them. Did you hear what I said? Listen, when you become dependent on people's praise, their criticism will hurt you. But when you are independent of praise, it's good. Sometimes praise encourages you to keep on. But I'm saying, don't live on them. Commend people. There's nothing wrong with it. Sir, you are doing a good job. Ma, you are doing a good job. You are a blessing. I love this. You are doing great. Do that to people. Receive it too when it's done with you. But I'm telling you what to do with it after. Don't live on it. Don't sit down fantasizing. See what that sister said. See what that woman said. See what that man said. Wow. You are gone. You treat both praise and criticism alike. You flush them. While your eyes is set on the mark before you. Listen, the greatest freedom you can get on earth is what? Freedom from men. Hi. When you are free from men and free from money, you are truly free. These two things. Free from men, free from money, you are free. Somebody's mood will not dictate how you say what to say. Somebody's opinion will not dictate whether you are going to obey God or not. You are free from the control of men. Totally free. You are not on anybody's side. You are on God's side. I tell my leaders in church. How many of you remember? Those that are leaders. I say in this ministry, you are, who remembers? You are not on anybody's side. You are on the side of the vision. So you don't, you are free. You are free. Glory to God. You're still learning something. God prepares us using his word. David was prepared at different stages. Even John the Baptist, the Bible says he was in the wilderness till he's showing forth unto Israel. That was the time of preparation. But the word, by difficult situations, even Jesus. You say, Pastor, even Jesus? Yes. Have you forgotten the 18 silent years? What was he doing? Have you forgotten that the Bible says Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature? He grew in wisdom. He was prepared. God had to prepare him for what he had for him. The Bible says he was obedient to the things which he suffered. Perfect through suffering. Matured. Matured through suffering. He learned obedience by the things that he suffered. Say, Pastor, this is hard. No, it's not hard. Listen, when you're ready for what you know you are prepared to face, it's not hard. How many of you have watched 300 Spartans? 300. You saw people happy that crowd was coming. Somebody was happy. He was laughing. And the Acadian that was with him couldn't understand. Why are you laughing? I'm shaking. Why are you happy? He smiled. He said, maybe, perhaps, today there will be somebody worthy to give me a fight among the people coming. Oh. Hey! Can you see? When the patients were coming, somebody, the Acadian was shaking. The other guy was happy. He said, perhaps there will be somebody that can match me. I said, it's not what is happening to you. It's your response and the posture of your mind. When you begin to see challenges as stepping stones, you will rejoice at difficulties. Because you know it's another time to increase rank. To increase rank. Glory to God. To increase rank. Shabakalabakaya. Lord, I've been praying to you to give me my rent. My rent. And now the landlord is disturbing me. Why are you even thinking of rent? Why are you thinking of rent? Why are you thinking of rent? That landlord has disgraced you, and so what? Does that mean God is not faithful? See, let me tell you. Don't judge the faithfulness of God by how much of your need is met or not. Live on vision, please. Did you hear what I said? You can't judge the faithfulness of God. Oh Lord, my rent. You know, I don't like being embarrassed. Eh? You don't like being embarrassed? You are not ready. Listen, to fulfill God's dream for your life, you must be ready to get embarrassed from time to time. Situations will embarrass you. Your steps of faith will embarrass you. It's part of the process. Until, listen, those that rise are dead men. You know, dead man? Nothing moves you. Nothing moves you. Nothing. Nothing moves you. Shagabalakaya. Once you are dead, you are ready to carry the weight of his glory. I think it was someone that said, God's weight is too heavy for a man who is not dead to carry. Only, he said, God is so heavy, only dead men can carry him. How true? How you are you joking? Because God said, I've called you to the healing ministry. You lay hands on someone, he dies. You say, God, did you lie to me? I'll not pray for the sick again. You are joking. You are joking. You'll be embarrassed. No, this is why. Who didn't get embarrassed? Our Lord Jesus got betrayed. There's nothing I'm saying that Jesus did not go through. Are you aware? Is it betrayal by somebody who is close? Jesus went through it. But guess what? He forgave Judas. Well, Judas had killed himself. He forgave him. Is somebody here? His disciples called. Peter was very close to him. Peter denied him. He was looking at him. He denied him. He said, three times. He said, do you know this man? He said, how many times do you want me to tell you? I don't know him from Adam. I don't know him from anywhere. Why are you disturbing me? Oh, listen. Oh, Jesus, I feel the anointing. After Jesus was raised from the dead, when he saw Peter, he did not say, oh, Peter, you denied me. Oh, Peter, I told you, you are arguing. I knew you were going to deny me. Listen, Jesus is our standard. How easy can you forgive people? They don't need to ask for it. You know what I'm saying? He said, children, have you meat? When he just came, just say, all hail. Jesus was a happy man. All hail. All hail. He was happy. Oh, they were touched. Listen, he didn't bring it up. He didn't bring. When they saw him, there was so much love. There was so much liquid love going out of him. They couldn't remember what they did, denied him, or are you listening to me? People should be able to offend you, and when they see you, love flows out of you. They know they are not judged. Are you listening? They know they are not judged. They can come and hug you. Hallelujah. Is somebody following me? Let the word of the Lord. Give me Psalm 105 from verse 16. Very quickly. Psalm 105. Very quickly. Psalm 105, 16 to 22. Oh, hallelujah. He said, moreover, he called for a famine upon the land. He break the whole staff of bread. Verse 17. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant. Next verse. Whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron. Oh my goodness. Until the time that his word came. Oh. The word of the Lord tried him. 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 See, when the word is trying, you know that your word is about to come. The word of the Lord tried him. The word of the Lord tried him. Hey, yeah. Thus saith the Lord, a new season has come for you. You receive the prophecy, and it's as though all hell broke loose. Listen, it has not changed what God has said. A new season has come. The word is trying you. Let the word try you. Let the word try you. I look at you and prophesy, or you are listening to a message and it says, a new mantle of prosperity has come upon you. The word of the Lord will try you. The word of the Lord will try you. Sometimes he may tell you to sow seeds you've never sown before. Sometimes as though all hell breaks loose against your finances. That is the word of the Lord trying you. The word of the Lord tried him. This is until his word came. The word of the Lord tried him. But look at what followed. Look at what followed. Look at what followed. Verse 20. Verse 20. Hiya. His word came. The king sent and loosed him. Even the ruler of the people, he let him go free. Verse 21. He made him lord of his house and ruler over his substance. Verse 22 and the last verse. To bind his princes at his pleasure and to teach his senators wisdom. Oh, hallelujah. Ah. Yeah. Let God train you. Let God train you. Let God train you. Listen, if God doesn't train you, you can't enter into the fullness of your inheritance. Do you understand? The Bible says an heir, as long as he's a child, is not different from a servant, though he be Lord of all. That means everything is yours, but as long, listen, he didn't say when he's a child, as long, you can decide to be a child for 50 years. Spiritual childhood does not go away with time. Selah, I say it again. Spiritual babyhood doesn't go away with time. He goes away with training, with learning, with walking with God. Is somebody listening to me? Bible says in that same Galatians, he said he put him under governors and tutors. Calabaya. Under governors and tutors. Under governors and tutors. Under governors and tutors. My goodness. To be raised as a son. Is somebody following me? Spiritual childhood, babyhood doesn't go with time. As long as it's a child, it's not different from a servant. You will not end up in Potiphar's house. I'm praying for you. I say, you will not stop in Potiphar's house. Amen. You will get to the palace. Amen. You will not stop as being the leader in the prison. No. You will get to the palace. Amen. So we see different levels of accomplishment, of success, of open doors. But there was the ultimate accomplishment. There was the ultimate vision. Get him to the palace. Send him before the people. Let the word of God train you. Allow the word of God train you. It could come as instructions from church leadership. It could come as instructions from the Spirit of God. It could come at difficult times, but you know what the word of God says about it. Yield. 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 Walk with the word. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Let the word of God try you. Stay faithful. Stay in your law work. Stay in the attitude of thanksgiving. In the training process. Stay what? Faithful. Stay faithful. The Bible says, he that is faithful in little is also faithful in much. He that is faithful in little, he didn't say shall be faithful in much. No. Also faithful in much. Jesus showed us clearly when he talked about the parable of the talent. A man who was faithful with 10 talents, 10 coins. You know what the master said? He said, come and be ruler over 10 cities. Brothers and sisters, can you compare 10 coins with 10 cities? Stay in your love walk. Stay in your love walk. If there are people who say things to challenge your love walk, there are people, by the reason of the little results they have seen, will want to make you feel bad about yourself. In fact, they will attempt to mock you. Listen, Sometimes the mockery is not by what they say, by body language. I just mock you. You don't know what you're doing. This is not. But you have to walk in love. Some even go behind you to say all kinds of things about you. But you have to walk in love. A pastor trying to get his head out. People will go around saying maybe he's not even called. You know, I think it was Pastor Poju that said this. In Lagos, at the point, the few people that knew him, some of them used to say, or people used to say, so that church where the pastor they speak English, where in church they grow. That was the description of Covenant Christian Center. Father, people you knew met him and said, okay, maybe you should just close down this and maybe go into itinerant ministry. You have to walk in love. Amen. People will misjudge you in the period of training. You have to walk in love. Hallelujah. And then you have voice of thanksgiving. You have to keep giving thanks. Attitude of thanksgiving. Don't forget, your progress stops where your rejoicing stops. I say that again. Your progress will stop where your rejoicing stops. Joy. 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 No matter what phase of your life you are, there's something that must not depart from your heart. What is it called? Talk to me, church. What is it called? Joy. Never let it get out of your heart. Never. Never. Never let it get out of your heart. Joy. Joy. Yeah. In life, you receive curved balls. You know curved balls? In cricket, right? Or curved balls as a metaphoric expression. Curved balls will come to you. But rejoice. Amen. Rejoice. You go to the kitchen, there's no food. Start shouting with your wife. You open your wardrobes as all the clothes are old. Start shouting and rejoicing. It's some over here. You made a deal, you pulled everything, and it was about time for the thing to break forth, and it's as though it went into thin air. Rejoice. Rejoice. Say, Lord, I judge you faithful, for you owe no man. For when the manifestation comes, it will be compensations. Hallelujah. God pays in arrears. Amen. He pays in arrears. So rejoice. Rejoice. Enjoy your life. Enjoy where you are. If you are soaking Gary and German stones, rejoice. Just with the Gary, you know German stones. You know stones from Germany. The one that make with peanuts. Amen. You know what I mean. Rejoice. Rejoice. If you are still entering keke to come to church, rejoice. Don't let your schoolmate who drove car to pass you to make you change your countenance. Rejoice. 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 Remember, Joseph had to go to the prison to go to the palace. Sometimes it gets worse before it gets better. This is why you must not peep to look at what is happening to the next person. It's not your business. To look around and judge others and measure yourself with others is useless. I keep saying this. It's very useless. You are not in competition with anybody. If you are looking around, listen, you will have the wrong judgment. Sometimes you may think you are ahead when you are not. Or you are looking at your likes on Facebook and thinking you are ahead. Hey, look up at me, everyone. When you get to where God is taking you to, you'll not be on Facebook. People have to manage the page for you. Eh? You just visit once in a while to see what's happening. Amen. Are you listening? Don't look around. Face your front. Rejoice. Rejoice at where you are. You are not someone else. You are you. God's plan and purpose for you is unique. Can I get an amen? Yeah. It's unique. It's unique. Our paths are different. We will not all marry at the same time. I've been saying it from school. Are you listening? will not all break into the millions at the same time. Are you listening? Enjoy your now and rejoice in the word that the Lord has given you. Hallelujah. Rise your feet. Glory to God. Amen. Glory, 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 glory. Have you been blessed this morning? Hallelujah. Amen. I have many points I wanted to share. I wanted to preach an everlasting gospel, but I repented just now. Hallelujah. Meaning I changed my mind. Have you been blessed?
Yes,
amen. Can we just pray for 2-3 minutes about the words we have heard? Thank you, Jesus. Can we thank God for his word, for the lessons? And I want to declare that, Lord, you are my judge. You are the judge and you are my source. You are the judge, you are my source. Declare it, Lord, I yield to your training. I yield, Lord, I'm yielded to your training. The training of your word, the training through difficult situations. I'm yielded. I'm yielded. Thank you, blessed Father. Se brunda koste prektonda sushta brektoske le brendo sushta. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can you look up at me, everyone? Just look up at me, everyone. Will you be happy for you to get to a great height? All right. In your path now, in the place that God has called you to function, for you to get to a great height and mess up. Mess God up, mess things up. You are not interested in God. You are not standing and defending the cause of the gospel. You are just anyhow. Will you be happy about that? Talk to me, church. Will you be happy about that? Now, this is why this teaching is very important. A lot of people have carried Christian names to places and they did not represent Jesus. How many of you have seen them? In politics, in business, in education. They became vice chancellors and suddenly they discovered that Jesus was no longer relevant. Amen. Am I talking? Now, this is why this teaching is important. In fact, your soul will be grieved if you do that. It will be greatly grieved. And this is why you must pay attention and give yourself wholly to the word of the Lord, to the teachings, to your relationship with the Lord. I want you to pray those 2 points you took, that Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I see you as the judge and as my source. My eyes are not on any man. In the name of Jesus, my eyes are not on any man. You are my source. You are the judge. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I want to go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Zebrunda kosheshte brukte liga brosheshte pa. Liga brunda soshte brunda kaprunzeshte poreba kataya. Lika poraba soshte brunda kila sabrandi la koska. Shendolia soshte poraba. I want to hear you pray. Ia la 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 nosa. Ereboka sasha talara bunda kiva la la baya. Shepetora basa talara bonda sista. Bronda kepa. In Jesus' name we are praying. Hallelujah. I want us to set our hearts to pray. Amen. I want you to get a neighbor, somebody standing close to you, just one person. I want you to pray for that person, and that person is going to pray for you. That person is going to pray for you. Malako soshto prekapo. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, for this, my brother and my sister, they are yielding to the training of the Spirit in this season of their lives. In the name of Jesus, their faith is growing and prevailing. Their faith is growing and prevailing. Their faith is growing and prevailing. In the name of the Lord Jesus,
Their faith is growing and prevailing. In the name of the Lord Jesus, could you go ahead and pray for them? Pray for them. Pray for them. Makapush. Shepetosh. Likapush. Shepetosh. 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 Yeah. Yeah. Shepetalaka brunda sushka. Shepetaka pros. Pray for strength. Pray for wisdom. Yalalalo shana na 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 ne. Shepetaka pros. Shepetoka pa. Shepetosh. Shepetaka pros. Shepale doga balarabash. Shepana na 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 ne. Shapatash. Shapatosh. Thank you, Jesus. Makapons kepatala rabashatala rabaya. Hallelujah. You are going to pray for super. Still holding someone's hand. You will pray for yourself as you're holding someone's hand in agreement. It means your neighbor is agreeing with you and you agree with the neighbor. That Father, in the name of Jesus, the download of wisdom. Wisdom for my palace, Kayaba. Wisdom for the next phase of my life I receive. Wisdom for what the Lord has set for the year 2019. Wisdom I receive. Hallelujah. The Lord told me to pray for those who are sick in their bodies. You can just put your hand. I just heard the Lord say that to me. Just right where you are. The rest of you can speak in tongues under your breath. Just right where you are. You need healing in any part of your body. It's time to receive it. Time to receive it. I'm seeing somebody with food, like food allergy, indigestion to particular food. Just put your hand on your stomach, the Lord, on your abdomen, the Lord is going to heal you. All right, the rest of you, just put your hand there. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak to that sickness. I speak to that pain. I speak to that swelling. I command them to leave. I command them to leave your people. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I take authority over toothache. I take authority over lower abdominal pain. I take authority over HIV/AIDS. I take authority over that chronic infection. I take authority over that neck pain. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over the ulcer, over the chest pain, over that visual disorder, over that difficulty to see. I take authority over it in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I release the healing of God upon your bodies. I release the healing of God upon your bodies in the name of Jesus. Satan, you've got to let them go. You've got to let that lady go. You've got to let that young man go now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, blessed Father. Thank you, blessed Father. Can we thank the Lord for the healing flow? Can we thank the Lord? Can we thank Him? Can we thank Him? Can we thank Him? Can we thank Him? Ngalarosa, can we thank Him? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That embarrassing cough has gone. That embarrassing cough has gone. Who is the person? Just wave your hand. Cough that has embarrassed you. Yes. Yes, it has gone. As you wave your hands, it has gone. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Remember to share your testimonies. If I were praying, of course, I know that there are things you may not be able to ascertain whether you you receive the healing in your heart by faith. But to have a physical testimony, okay, you may not know till you get home. Hallelujah. But there are some of you, while we're praying, you notice a change already. The Lord touching you and a change already. Yes, if you are here, you are like that. As I pray, just wave right where you are. One. Just wave right where you are. Two. Wow. Three. Glory to God. Glory. Four. Five. Glory. I want you to keep waving. If you received. Wow. 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 Hallelujah. Are we happy about that? Isn't the Lord amazing? I wasn't planning to do this. Isn't the Lord amazing? Please remember, you receive the testimony instantly. Or as you check your body, check up test reports after service. Please, listen, I've said it here before. No miracle has the permission to stay on the earth until it is testified. Amen. So please kindly get the I must testify forms and fill it in. Father, we thank you. We exalt you, we magnify you, we give you glory and honor. All eyes closed, can we bow our heads?
We believe the word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.